Hi, I'm John Vaughn. And?
I'm Becky Vaughn.
And we want to talk to you today about the importance of ministry to people with special needs. We want to share a testimony of some of the ways that we've been given opportunities to minister to people with special needs, and then also talk about the biblical principles involved in ministering to people with special needs. Many years ago, the Lord allowed us to become involved in ministry to people with special needs because of an event that happened in our home involving a fire and some injuries to family members. And then, of course, there was the founding of Hidden Treasure Christian School, the publication of a gospel tract that Becky wrote many years ago that has been printed in many, many, many thousands, even over a million copies, sharing her testimony, and the publication of a book, More Precious Than Gold. You may be familiar with both this book and that gospel tract. But there's another gospel tract, Becky. Tell us the story of this tract, would you?
This tract is called We All Have Special Needs. I wrote it after a generous gift was given to me of a van, enabling me to drive. I had worked for 10 years learning how to drive, and this particular van is specially equipped for me to be able to drive it using my hands. And a very generous person gave me the van, and this gospel tract tells the story of that event.
Okay. Really, and not only that, but it also talks about the fact that we all have special needs for which we need to call on God in prayer. And everything we ask God to do for us is to meet some kind of a special need. So the special needs that we have are a way to help us understand the special needs that other people have. Physical or mental, learning disabilities, or whatever they might be. We want to share with you a little bit about Hidden Treasure Christian School. And Becky, why don't you talk about how Hidden Treasure Christian School came into existence?
As a result of my special needs, when it became time for me to begin school, there was no Christian school in existence that could meet my special needs. So through the counsel of a dear friend who himself had cerebral palsy, my dad founded Hidden Treasure Christian School in 1981.
And how long did you go to that school?
From kindergarten to high school graduation in 1994.
And then what did you do after that?
I learned to drive and I went to college.
And what did you study?
Biblical counseling.
And did you graduate?
I graduated with my bachelor's degree from Bob Jones University in 2009.
And then what?
And then I pursued a master's degree.
And took some significant numbers of counseling courses.
Yes.
And what are you doing with that training now?
The Lord has allowed me to help out in several ministries that Faith Baptist Church, our home church, has started. One of them is called Freedom That Lasts. It's a ministry to people that are in trouble and need help and growth. And another ministry is called the Freedom Palm for women who are in trouble and are seeking to grow in the Lord and their relationship with Him.
And your primary role in those ministries is?
Counseling and discipling.
So you took the education that you received at Hidden Treasure Christian School and the education that you received from Bob Jones University, both at your bachelor's and at master's level, and you're now using that to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, good. Good for you. And as the Lord gives opportunities, no doubt there will be other venues in which we'll be able to minister together as we're doing here with you today. I want to give two scriptures here, and then we want you to watch a couple of some very special presentations. Years ago, when we started in Treasure Christian School, a text of scripture that was very much on our mind was the introductory verses of John chapter 9. Jesus passed by, and he saw a man that was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And then, of course, the Lord proceeded to heal this man. And the testimony of the Lord was seen in great power and glory as a result of that experience. Sometimes people wonder, why do people have special needs? Why do people have disabilities? Why are they born with limitations or problems? And we can always turn to John chapter 9 and realize that whatever the specific or immediate circumstance is, it's ultimately for the glory of God. Now, how can people with special needs glorify God in the difficulties that they're facing? That takes us to another very important passage of Scripture, Galatians chapter 6. And there it tells us, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. In other words, if a person has a spiritual problem, we know that we have a spiritual responsibility to help them. But the principle is the same, whatever their difficulty or their problem. It tells us in the next verse, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. A few verses later, in verse 5, it says, for every man shall bear his own burden. Now that passage of Scripture tells us that we have to bear one another's burdens, but everyone has to bear his own burden. Now how does that work? It works this way. We are always responsible for our God-given responsibilities, but we're not always able to carry the load of responsibility that God has assigned to us. If a person has difficulties or limitations, special needs, God's people have to come along and help them carry that load. That's how we fulfill the law of Christ, which is the law of love, so that as we help them, they can fulfill their responsibility or their calling and glorify God with their lives. Now, what we want to do next is share with you what is actually a promotional video that was recently made to introduce people to Hidden Treasure Christian School. It is a promotional video, and Hidden Treasure Christian School uses this to recruit new students and gain new supporters. Our reason for sharing it with you is not just to promote for support or enrollment of students, but to help you understand how you can encourage people who are caring for others, how you can be involved in ministry to those with special needs. So listen to this presentation that's going to follow. It will give you a bit of the history of Hidden Treasure Christian School, let you meet some of the students from Hidden Treasure Christian School, and see what God has done over the past 32 years, from an idea to an effective ministry. And it's based on the determination of church people and God-called teachers and administrators who were determined to help those who needed help in fulfilling the love of Christ, not only to them, but through them. So now, this promotional video about Hidden Treasure Christian School.
Every lock has its own key. There's always one that will work. It has to be a perfect fit. The notches, the cuts, the sizing. And to understand that is to understand how Hidden Treasure Christian School and Faith Christian Academy work. It's a place rooted in Scripture. It's a place where a focused, custom approach to teaching helps unlock each and every child's potential. Hidden Treasure Christian School was founded in 1981 by Pastor John Vaughn after a house fire left his daughter with severe injuries. Dr. Vaughn realized that if his daughter's spiritual, emotional, physical, and academic needs were to be met, they would not be met in a traditional school. And he found there were other people in the community searching for the same thing. When the doors were opened that first year, the students met in a 50 by 50 metal building. Today, Hidden Treasures provides for the needs of young people with varying challenges, including autism, Asperger syndrome, Down syndrome, and developmental delays in a 28,000 square foot facility on a quiet campus a few miles from downtown Greenville. Families from across the country and even other countries have moved to the area for the specialized and individualized instruction that Hidden Treasure offers. It's safe to say Hidden Treasure has come a long way.
One of the greatest things about Hidden Treasure for me as a parent is that it's safe here. It's a safe environment. It's a place where Rachel can be Rachel without concerns of what someone may think of her or concerns of there's a possibility that there's danger or who she may come in contact with that may have a bad influence. All of those concerns that we have as parents for our children with special needs, those don't exist here at Hidden Treasure. And this is the best place to get the best education if you have a child with special needs.
As a mom, you're very trepidatious. You're very concerned about the environment for your child. You know, will he be bullied? Will he be treated kindly and patiently? And I remember I walked into the school and I was amazed by the peace. You just felt total at peace and confident about the school, mostly because it was so quiet and welcoming.
I'm often asked by folks what makes Hidden Treasure Christian School different. And I really believe that there are three aspects of the school that does make this school different. First is our philosophy. Second would be our people. And then third would be our programs. The philosophy of Hidden Treasure Christian School is that God has given us everything that we need to do His perfect will for our lives. So with that philosophy, we look at each child that we have here and we know that God has a specific purpose for each of their lives. And I can honestly say that the people we have here are God-called people. They are called to a ministry of special education. They're not called to a job. They love the children. They love the children. They love the job. They love to see the growth. They love to see the changes that take place. The programs here at Hidden Treasure Christian School are tailor-made around the needs of the children. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. We take them one step at a time to where they can be, where their potential lies.
Part of the key to unlocking a child's potential is an understanding that each child is unique, and at Hidden Treasure, children are viewed as individuals created and designed by a loving God who has a specific purpose in mind for each one of them. The staff's responsibility is to uncover that purpose and then help each child achieve it. There's nothing standardized about it. Sharing a campus and philosophy with Hidden Treasure Christian School is Faith Christian Academy. Called out of the Hidden Treasure program in 2008, Faith Christian Academy is structured for students diagnosed with what is often referred to as a hidden disability or a learning disability. These disabilities may be in math, reading, or language. Some of these students face challenges such as ADD and ADHD, and typically they score in the average to above average range of intelligence. They simply need a little help in reaching their potential, whether that be attaining a high school diploma or transitioning to a traditional academic environment.
Faith Christian Academy is a program that's a little bit different than the Hidden Treasure program. It's different in the sense that these are young people who have learning disabilities. In a typical environment, you wouldn't know that a child has learning disabilities. It's only when you get into an academic setting that you start to see the differences. With these young people, we know that they have the abilities to go into college. We know that they have the abilities to meet the requirements for high school diploma. What we are striving to do is to help that child or equip that child with the skills that they need in order to overcome or to compensate for their particular weaknesses.
Hidden Treasure and Faith Christian Academy have been blessed. Blessed by God and blessed by a faithful group of supporters in a local community and across the country. The schools receive no government funding, They depend on the gifts and generosity of those sensitive to the needs of young people with special needs. As you can imagine, the cost to provide specialized instruction is extremely high. But one thing Hidden Treasure strives to do is make sure every child who needs a place can afford a place.
Having a Christian special needs school for my son Ryan especially has made a normal life possible for him. He's gotten to make friends. He's gotten to go on field trips. He's gotten to sing and carol at Christmas time and help broaden awareness of Hidden Treasure.
It's a place where your child will be told what they can do. Your child will be guided, will be taught, and they will be prepared. And they will never tell you that your child cannot do something. The word can't just doesn't exist.
The teachers provide the security, they provide the care, they provide the love, and they provide just a sense of letting these young people know that they are accepted for whoever they are, that they do have a vital part in a larger body where each one of them has something to contribute.
One thing's for sure, every child who comes through our doors will receive the personal attention and tailored instruction necessary to ensure that his or her potential is realized. The door is there. You just need a key that fits. Hidden Treasure Christian School or Faith Christian Academy might be the perfect fit for your child. Contact our school office or visit our website to learn more. It may be that you simply appreciate the work that's being done through this important ministry. If so, please consider making a gift. These kids and their families can't thank you enough.
I hope you enjoyed that presentation about Hidden Treasure Christian School. Now, we're not suggesting that if you have an interest in helping people with special needs, well, then you have to dedicate the next 30 years of your life to doing the very same thing. God raised up Hidden Treasure Christian School, and it was His will that that school exists. I've often said to people, even if we hadn't been involved, or if we hadn't had the idea or work to help it get started, God would have raised it up some other way. It was greatly needed. And there are needs just like this all around the world. In fact, Becky, you and I have been able to travel to a number of places to minister to people in other parts of the world and conduct workshops on ministering to people with special needs. And in fact, you've made two trips to a particular foreign country for that very purpose, to minister to others who are in hardship and difficulty. Tell us about the first trip that you made to Africa.
I traveled to Zambia, Africa, in 2004, where there is much prejudice against handicapped people and people in wheelchairs. And in fact, my dad's administrative assistant, her father and his wife are missionaries to Africa, and he himself has cerebral palsy and is in a wheelchair, which speaks volumes to the people there of his love for them and his love for the Lord and his desire to serve the Lord despite extreme hardships and handicaps of his own.
And so how long were you there on your first trip?
The first mission trip that I took to Zambia was for 6 weeks.
6 weeks in Zambia, Africa. And what did you do while you were there?
I ministered in the Safari Club, which is their children's club. I ministered in a cerebral palsy clinic. I ministered to teenage girls.
And you did all of this from your own wheelchair?
Yes.
Okay. I understand you had a funny incident that occurred with your wheelchair while you were over there.
Yes. There was a drunken man who was fascinated with my wheelchair, and he tried to push my wheelchair away. It seemed like he was going to push it away from the crowd.
With you in it.
Yes, with me in it. But my friends assured me that I was perfectly safe. They were not going to let anything happen to me.
But that was just one of the adventures that you had. It's a little hard to travel, air travel and all these other things when you're in a wheelchair, isn't it?
It can be, yes.
How were you able to do that? Did you have anybody traveling with you or helping?
Yes. Dad will go with me, or a friend will go with me and travel with me.
So, because others are willing to help you where you need help, you're able to help others in a way that only you can help.
Right.
Okay. Now, you went back to Zambia in what year was that?
2010.
And who made that trip with you?
My dad made that trip with me.
We made that trip together. And God used Becky in some wonderful ways. And that time, there was another ministry opportunity that you had. A new ministry had started while you were away.
There was a Bible college that had started since my first trip in 2004. And I got to give a session on ministering to people with special needs at that conference. And there was also an orphanage that had gotten started since my first trip in 2004. And I got to minister to the orphans there, which was my favorite part of both trips.
Yeah, it really was. That was precious. And I enjoyed making that trip with Becky as well. We not only went to Zambia, but we had ministry on the way and back in another country.
Yes, we ministered in London, England.
And also Birmingham, and spoke in a church there and gave testimony, and the Lord used that. Travel was arduous, but the ministry opportunity was really, really a blessing. In fact, we went to another place together where we both spoke in a conference down in Puerto Rico. And what was your ministry opportunity there in Puerto Rico?
I had an opportunity to give my testimony. I have a PowerPoint presentation of my travels and my growing up years, and I was able to give that PowerPoint to the teenagers in that ministry.
Yeah. Have you found that when you go on these ministry trips, and when you share your testimony in other churches here in the States or in other places, that people are very open and attentive to helping you so that you can serve the Lord?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So, even strangers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's witnessing opportunities.
Yeah, and then that's how you use your tracks and other things like that. Well, praise the Lord for that. And that is exciting. We want you to meet a very special young person who also attended Hidden Treasure Christian School. In fact, this young man attended Hidden Treasure Christian School for 16 and a half years. And even after he finished his work at Hidden Treasure Christian School, he was able to take some college classes and learn about teaching the Bible and making his presentations of God's truth. He's actually a preacher. He has Down syndrome. His name is Jared Bunce. Jared recently made a presentation to over 1,000 people in a local church. And we have asked him if he would to give you his presentation as well. Now, again, it'll probably be another promotional for Hidden Treasure Christian School. But we want you to see what God has done in Jared's life as others have reached out to him. This is a testimony of diligent parenting and discipline. It's also a testimony of patient education and the effects that it can have on a young person with disabilities. And how even a disabled person who gives his heart to the Lord can be greatly used of God in ways that you might not have imagined. So, let me introduce to you Jared Bunce, who's going to give a word of testimony about what God has done in his life and why it's important to him that all of us be open to helping people with special needs.
Second Corinthians 4:7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Not everyone can recognize hidden treasure. Finding hidden treasure requires digging, diligence, and hard work. It means in believing in the unseen. Many people look at those with disabilities and feel uncomfortable because it reminds them of how imperfect and cruel this world can be. But when we realize that God has created each one of us for His honor and glory, it is exciting to think of the unseen potential in the life of a young person. Hidden Treasure Christian School is a ministry of special education. My former pastor, Dr. John Vaughn, founded the school in 1981 with 2 students. Now the school has 40 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. I came to Hidden Treasure in 1989 and went to school there for 16 and a half years. I know from experience that special education is expensive. One reason it is expensive is the special equipment and therapy that the students need. Some of the students at Hidden Treasure can't talk, and they have electronic talker that helps them to communicate at school. These talkers are expensive. Other students need special computer programs. When I was a student there, I needed speech therapy to help me to pronounce words clearly. This is expensive for the school to provide. Another reason special education is expensive is because each student needs lots of individual attention, and this means hiring more teachers. One of my teachers spends a lot of time with me alone, helping me learn to read. My favorite teacher spends a lot of time with me by putting pictures on the board to help me memorize Bible verses. Most classes at Hidden Treasure have 6 to 8 students with a full-time teacher and aide. This year, they had 10 teachers to pay, making it $18,000 a year per student. If the school charged the parents that the cost of educating their children, very few families could afford a Christian education for their special needs child. It takes a lot of people giving money to make it possible for the students who need Christian education to go there. I am very thankful that many people gave to the school so that my parents could afford it to send me there. Give your time and money to help Hidden Treasure Christian School so that more students can reach their potential. Regularly giving a small amount of money is needed and appreciated. Also, a one-time gift is a good idea. In the spring, you can sponsor a student or a teacher for the Walk Fest. You can even get your own sponsors and walk yourself to help the school. Even if you don't have any money, you can give your time to help the school, and you can pray for the school that God will continue to meet its many needs. They always need prayer and volunteers for lots of different tasks. When you look at special needs through the eyes of God, it is easy to see why you should get involved in this ministry. The needs are great, and the rewards of investing in Hidden Treasure are even greater, because every one of us has everything we need to do God's will for our life. Won't you consider giving to Hidden Treasure Christian School? Thank you.
What a remarkable young man Jared Bunce is. I've taken him with me on some trips. He went with me to Fort Jackson, which is a military base here in our state where they train military chaplains. And we were going to a military chaplain's school graduation that day. And one of the people who was in attendance was an Army Major General who was the chief of chaplains for the Army. And I introduced Jared to him that day. And he went up with such manners and poise and said, "Hello, I'm Jared Bunce. I'm pleased to meet you." And the general reached out and took his hand and said, "Well, I'm pleased to meet you, young man." And he talked to him just like he's talked to you. So this is not just a one-time thing with Jared. What you saw was the character that God has built into his life as a result of his training and the ministry that people have had to him and the parents who loved him and cared for him and made it possible for him to have this genuine ministry to his special needs. There's a very important principle that God has given us over the years, and I want to tell you a little story about how that principle came into our thinking and understanding. When Becky was just a little girl, but earlier than school age, so she must have been no older than five, she was the third of our five children, and she had an older sister named Debbie and an older brother named John, and then, of course, the Lord eventually gave two little brothers. She was praying for a sister, but the Lord gave her two brothers instead. But one day, our older daughter, Debbie, was playing the piano, practicing her piano lesson in the living room of our home. And Becky was sitting on the floor near the piano, and she was trying to turn the pages of one of her books. In her curiosity, she called out to her mother, who was in the kitchen. Now, I was at my desk in another room, and our son John was reading another book somewhere else. But Becky was there near the piano and trying to turn the pages of a book with the limited use of her hands. And she called out to her mother, "Mommy, when I get bigger, will I have hands like Debbie?" And I listened as God gave my wife this wisdom. She said, "Becky, Debbie has the hands that God has given her to do her job in life. You have the hands that God has allowed you to have to do your job in life." Now, Becky, we derive a principle from that. Tell us what we call that principle and state what that principle is.
It's called the Hidden Treasure Principle, based on 2 Corinthians 4:7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And this verse teaches that we all have everything we need to do God's will for our lives. We don't have any excuses for not serving God with our lives.
So even though we have special needs, we still have a great need to serve God with what He's given us. Now, what if there are some things that God wants you to do, like go to Zambia, Africa, or minister in an orphanage, or speak in a church, and you can't do that by yourself? What then has to happen in order for you to be able to do that?
God will provide somebody to travel with me and help me build up ministry that He's given me.
So while you're bearing the burden that God has given you, others are helping you bear your burden. And that's the principle. We all have everything we need to do God's will for our lives. Based on that principle, you too can be involved in encouraging those who care for others and even taking encouragement from the Lord if you are one of those who care for others. God bless you as you minister to people with special needs.